joining us on the line right now, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's a CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer and also a New York Times bestselling author. He wrote the book Operation Darkheart, Spycraft and Special Operations on the Front Lines in Afghanistan and the Path to Victory. And he's an all-around good guy who joins us on a regular basis to talk about national security matters. Good morning, Tony Schaefer.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. Good to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Listen, I got to tell you, yesterday, the CIA director, he just raised a lot of eyebrows. When he came out, basically, sort of threw everything that we hear from the Obama administration about the war against ISIS on its head and simply suggested that, hey, they're still a serious threat and we're not doing everything we need to do to contain them. And third, by the way, they're getting into the country right now through our southern border. All of these things were sort of a repudiation of the administration. What's going on when you see the CIA director countermand everything that's being said out of the White House?
Well, simply put, Brian, it's so bad they know they can't cover it up anymore. I mean, look, we have been talking about this, you and I, and on air for almost a year. I mean, think about it, Brian. We've had a actual dialogue. And now Brennan shows up late to the game saying, well, pretty much everything they've been saying is true. So that means it's just gotten to the point where they just can't keep the cat in the bag. So, and secondly, you know, I think the other thing that people are recognizing, and, you know, I have some pretty good sources in this town. We've broken some news together with you guys on WMAL a couple times. I think a lot of other folks now are pushing out saying, you know, look, the truth is different than what has been portrayed by the White House.
Right.
And I think some of these guys recognize that tying their future to the White House and the complete, and I'll just say it, lies which come out of the White House is going to be detrimental both to their political future. I mean, Brennan's going to have to survive and do something after he gets out of office.
Right.
And so I think he's kind of trying to play the odds here where, you know, he still wants to be able to be a talking
head.
Well,
listen to a little bit of what Brennan had to say. This was yesterday on Capitol Hill.
Right. Despite all our progress against ISIL on the battlefield and in the financial realm, our efforts have not reduced the group's terrorism capability and global reach. And the group would have to suffer even heavier losses on territory, manpower, and money for its terrorist capacity to decline significantly.
What I hear here is the CIA covering its butt, saying basically, yeah, we disagree with what you've been hearing from the White House, and if something is to happen down the line, don't say we didn't warn you.
Well, that's often what they do, and this was the same reason NSA did the big data mining program, Brian. They wanted to make sure that in case something happened, they can say we've done everything we can. But with that said, it doesn't change with Brennan that he's finally telling the truth. And I think this is what we have to recognize. And you know, even the other night on one of the shows, national shows, Brian, I gave the percentage. I got the percentage out of one of my sources. We're talking about right now in the refugee stream between 15 to 17% of individuals coming through the refugee stream are ISIS. And
wow.
You add to that the layer of the fact that we can't really screen these folks, which again, what I find fascinating here is, again, we've had a dialogue about this locally with you guys and others, and only now is John Brennan admitting to it. So I really hope your listening audience recognizes how badly people like Brennan and others will toe the political line until it gets to the point it's untenable. And by the way, by the time it gets untenable, you have people dying in nightclub attacks.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah.
So this is what we have to recognize, is that we have been lied to, and only now, because they're being forced to tell the truth, are they telling the truth.
Well, but they aren't. CIA Director Brennan is, and he was under oath, and yes, you're right. I mean, listen, it's atrocious that he has, of course, known this for years and has not spoken out. But let's focus back on what you call the lies of the administration, and let's also focus on the lies of the next administration, because there's no doubt in your mind, Tony Schaefer, that President Obama gets briefed on these things from his CIA director and from his National Intelligence Director, right? He knows this. And there's
no doubt.
So here's Hillary Clinton. You know, when Republicans raised this red flag after San Bernardino and said, hey, maybe we should stop this refugee thing until we know who's coming in, this was Hillary Clinton's response.
We cannot allow terrorists to intimidate us into abandoning our values and our humanitarian obligations.
She's got to know, with her background and her security briefings, that ISIS is trying to come into this country, if they haven't already, through the refugee program. So what do you make of her saying, full steam ahead?
Well, again, if she wins, Larry, we can count on the same policies going in place, staying in place, as currently from this White House. And let's be clear here. This is not about protecting the American people. She's talking about, just like President Obama, abandoning the two core principles of what they're supposed to do. The common good and the common defense. They're not doing it. So that's why you have 50, people gunned down in the nightclub, because they are brewing a toxic brew of radical Islam being permitted to exist on the shore, a new refugee stream of individuals, volunteers, if you will, coming in, and then allowing them to have the technology via the failed background checks, because, let's face it, this guy had multiple checks. He got trained to be a security guard. I mean, we helped train the guy. And then even when the gun owner, this gun shop owner, reports to the FBI, nobody does anything.
Yeah, you're right, Tony. And we're going to talk about that in actually just a moment. We're going to give you the details, if you haven't heard this story already, about a gun owner who actually alerted the FBI to his behavior. I want to set that aside for a second, though. We keep hearing from the administration that this was a lone wolf attack, someone who just got it in his mind. I know that. But let's just attack this for a moment here. Because it's a compelling argument, that what can we do to stop one guy who happens to see something on the internet that goes out there and just decides to do something like that? Is there an argument? I mean, what is the best way to get in front of or sort of mitigate the influence that ISIS has on people who are just sitting in their rooms looking at things and deciding, hey, I'm going to go shoot people up?
Right. Okay, the easiest thing, Larry, if it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. If you see one of these guys who is putting the tendencies out, I mean, let's face it, Larry, today when you go to get coffee with someone, you're not going to say, death to America, let's go kill gays, right? I'm pretty sure about that.
Right.
So if someone is saying that, that's an indicator that maybe this guy has some bad intent. Secondly, when you see the intent matched up with capability, this guy armed up, he did some things which were alerting, and people ignored it. And the third factor, obviously, is if you have the FBI out working, for goodness sake, don't ignore the instincts of a $120,000 a year paid agent who you paid put a lot of money into to make him the pointy edge of the spear going out doing his job. And this is where CARE comes in. We got to get rid of CARE. CARE is an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trials. They are a Muslim Brotherhood cover. We've got to accept the fact that this propaganda machine of radical Islam is doing everything it can to blind us to the enemy.
Right.
And if we don't do that, we're going to have more problems.
Because CARE is infiltrated. They have promulgated, and it has now been accepted, this idea that if you take someone's faith or their ethnicity into account when you're evaluating whether they're suspicious or not, you're racist, and that's got to be taken off the table.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well,
we can't accept that as true.
We always appreciate you, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, a good friend of this program. Thanks for dropping by again.
Hey, thank you.